I'm doing great. How are you? Good, good. Well, I have talked with Dwayne, yes, and I don't know that Dwayne is, this is a holdout. There's no contract dispute. Dwayne's under contract for 2 more years. That's our position. We're here to, you know, to get our football team ready for the season, and he should be a part of it. Dwayne and I have a really good relationship. He and I are from the same area of the country. In fact, my younger sister and he graduated from the same high school. He's our longest tenured player on our football team. I think it goes back all of our first round picks back through him from 2008 all the way up until now on our football team. He's an important member of our team, and he ought to be here. He needs to be here. And so, you know, obviously we put him on reserve, did not report because he did not show up today. But as far as we're concerned, we're getting ready for the football season. Well, I'll let him speak for himself. And again, from our perspective, there is no contract dispute because he's under contract. So we just want him here, and he ought to be here.
Have you talked to DeAndre Hopkins about a longer-term contract?
Well, we tend to keep our negotiations in-house. So I think if you look at our team, I just mentioned those 10 first-round draft picks that are still on our football team. We like to keep our good players, not only those ones, but as many of our good young players that we develop, that we draft, and that can help our football team win. We try to keep those guys around. He certainly fits that category, and so you know, we're hopeful that he's going to be here for a long time for us.
Rick, do you expect to see Dwayne at some point during training camp?
I'm not going to guess. I'm going to say that he ought to be here. You know, we put him on the reserve, did not report list today. We've got a 89 other guys that are here ready to go to work right now. And those are the guys that we're focused on. This is a wonderful facility to be in. We're thrilled to be here, excited to be here in West Virginia. There's a little bit of a buzz around the building, I think, in anticipation of getting here. We've got to get settled. We've got meetings tonight, but we're here for a reason. This is a business trip, and we've got to get our football team. The goal of training camp doesn't change because we've changed environments. The goal is still the same. It's to ready our football team and to figure out who the best 53 men are that will help us chase a championship, and that's why we're here, and the guys understand that, but it certainly is a beautiful environment to be in, and we're thrilled to be here. You know, I'll let Bill deal with that stuff. You know, obviously he'll be available to you, and I'll let him really talk about, you know, how we're managing the reps with the team during practice.
Can you speak to the advantage of coming to West Virginia? It's a beautiful facility. They've rolled out the red carpet. There's signs around town for you guys.
Well, they have rolled out the red carpet. And from the time that we came up to even look at the place several months ago to meet with Mr. Justice and Habibi and the staff here, they've been welcoming that way, and it's a first-class environment. I would tell you that there's probably some type of cumulative effect that the weather and the heat has on you in Houston. It's been hard to quantify what exactly that looks like, whether that's the rate of perceived exertion or the actual exertion and the lows that our players face. And so we do think that there's some benefit, obviously, of being in a cooler environment. I don't know if that helps your team early in the year or if it helps later in the year. But